The U.S. Space Agency, NASA, is reporting new progress on Mars for its experimental helicopter and Perseverance Explorer. The helicopter, called Ingenuity, completed its 9th flight on the Red Planet on July 5th. NASA described the flight as the most successful so far. This is because Ingenuity broke several new records for length of flight, speed, and distance. The helicopter's movements are controlled by a team operating from NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California. The team said in the 9th flight, Ingenuity traveled for the first time across what it described as unfriendly terrain. The previous flights involved shorter trips over mostly flat terrain. The helicopter is working together with NASA's Perseverance Explorer, or rover. Currently, both are in an area of Mars known as Seta. The area contains rocks, sandy hills, and craters. This kind of terrain can present challenges for Ingenuity, raising the possibility the aircraft could crash during flight or upon landing. The team says one reason for this is that Ingenuity was built to guide itself with an algorithm designed to fly it across mainly flat ground. The main goal of the Ingenuity experiment was to demonstrate that a helicopter could successfully take off, fly, and land on Mars. The aircraft was not built to perform detailed searches and other complex operations. But since Ingenuity has progressed so well in previous tests, NASA controllers decided to push its limits even further. The team described the latest flight as a nail-biter. But, in the end, it reported Ingenuity was alive and well after completing a trip of 625 meters through challenging terrain. The flight lasted 2 minutes and 46 seconds. The aircraft reached a speed of 5 meters per second. As it flies, Ingenuity captures detailed images of the surface of Mars. NASA says the helicopter's 9th flight was designed to provide the first close view of major science targets that Perseverance will not reach for quite some time. The latest images will be studied by the Perseverance team, which will then decide which areas may be most valuable for the rover to visit. Ingenuity is supporting Perseverance's goal to collect Martian soil and rocks to help scientists search for signs of ancient life on the planet. NASA also recently announced that Perseverance has started using an improved self-navigation system as it expands its exploration activities across Mars. So far, the rover's team at JPL has been planning the navigation paths and sending the travel instructions to Perseverance. But now, NASA says the rover will increasingly take charge of the drive by itself, using a powerful auto-navigation system. The system, called AutoNav, first creates a three-dimensional, or 3D, map of the terrain ahead. It then identifies any objects in the path and maps the best way to avoid them. JPL controllers say AutoNav can complete this process without any additional direction from them. Vandy Verma is a senior engineer, rover planner, and driver at JPL. She said in a statement, "The system gives the rover the ability to think while driving." She added, "The rover is thinking about the autonomous drive while its wheels are turning." NASA says that ability, combined with other improvements, might enable Perseverance to hit a top speed of 120 meters per hour. Another NASA rover on Mars, Curiosity, is equipped with an earlier version of AutoNav. On average, it moves about 30 meters per hour. I'm Brian Lin.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com.